Hey everybody, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you have got to listen to The Grilling Guy.
Yeehaw! Welcome back. You are listening to The Grilling Guys each and every Saturday on 107.3 WBBL FM. We're live and local in our downtown studios today. I hope you're out enjoying this weather. We're going to bust out of here in about another half hour, and I got plans to get in a tree this evening, Bob. What about you, man?
Well, I have to can me up some jalapenos.
Oh, that's a good
fall gig. It's that time of year, baby.
Yeah.
That's right. Went out to Heidi's Farm Market, grabbed some jalapenos, got some more from Block Orchards, and good to go.
How are you going to do that? Give us a quick recipe. Just a quick
rundown.
Well,
last night after we had dinner with you, Maureen and I went home and cut them. I got the rubber gloves out, a couple cutting boards, and we got to slicing. And I just basically am going to slice them all this year. I like to leave them whole, but you can get a lot more in a jar, basically, going cheap.
Okay, so you cut them half and you took the seeds out?
Nope. I sliced them into little slices, just like the kind you buy.
Rings.
Yeah.
Then. Okay.
Yep. And then right now I've got them soaking in water on the back deck and some water with a bunch of rock salt or sea salt on them. And kosher salt, I guess it was. But so this afternoon, when I get done with all this rigmarole we're doing, I'm going to get home and I'm going to make up some brine with basically one-third white vinegar and maybe a little combination of some cider vinegar. I like to mix it up a little bit. And two-thirds water. I'm going to throw some, of course, plenty of salt in there to taste. When you do these brines, you got to taste it. Doesn't taste good, but you know the profile you're headed for. You don't need any pepper in this brine, obviously, because you took care of it.
Right.
All right. But I'm also going to I'm gonna tame it down a little bit with some sugar, just like you recommended on chili.
Okay.
And I'm going to put a bunch of those in a jar, and then I'm going to put a scoop of crushed garlic in there. And some slices of onion, and I'm going to fill it up with brine, throw them in the pot for a little while, and get them to where they're just about bubbling, and lock those lids on and let them cool down. And the key to jalapenos is not to leave them in your canning pot too long, because you don't want to cook them. The ones you get commercially, the reason I make my own is because the commercial ones suck.
Yeah, you lose the crunch. When they're cooked, you lose the crunch. You got to bring it up to temperature to get
like
all the
crispy, yeah.
Right, you
definitely
got to bring it up to temperature to get all the flavors to mix. But
I got a nice text here from Corey DeLone, Corey and Shasta from the Old World Olive Press, and they're listening to that duck recipe. So they recommend the pomegranate or cherry balsamic for duck, and that's my mouth's watering just thinking about that. I use their balsamics and EVOs all the time. They gave me a great little way to get rid of my breadcrumbs using their butter EVO and cutting up my breadcrumbs into cubes and shaking them in a bowl with some butter EVO and throwing some garlic salt and basil and oregano on there and then baking them. My wife can't leave those croutons alone. We never even get them on the salads because she's got them all at before we get to use them.
Yeah. Wow, that sounds good.
The other thing I wanted to remind everybody of is Rockford Ace Hardware has, at the Mitt Barbecue, Pete Kruger up there has got the best selection of barbecue sauces you can imagine. So Rockford Ace Hardware, it's on Northland Drive, just north of 10 Mile, on the west side of the road. The dude he's got corn relishes, cherry salsas. He's gone to town buying everything he can find. And if you want a great selection of barbecue sauces and hot sauces, dude's got it, man.
Yeah, he's got grills and smokers and all kinds of great stuff up there, but he has got a very impressive selection of seasonings, sauces, rubs.
Hardwoods.
Yeah.
Several types of charcoal. He's a good one, smoker dealer. And, you know, that makes me think, everybody waits till spring to get a grill. Well, if you think about it, I talked to Garrett's this week. I was talking with Dale. And I was talking with Bruce down there, and I said, what do you have left for grill inventory? It's like, not a whole lot, but, you know, we're marking everything down. Why wait till spring to get a grill? Go get one right now, because these guys are taking 10, 15, 20. I've seen big discounts on grills. And the nice thing about buying one now is, number one, the selection's been honed down. Very often you'll get a few more of the pricier ones still left on the floor, but the price is down to where the moderate price grills are, so you can get a deal. But better yet, if you've limped through the summer with a crappy grill, dude, you still got, I grill all year long.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, there's no such thing as a bad time to grill. And smokers, I mean, Cajun grill and smoker boxes, Garrett's has those. Sobey's got some Tachyet in stock. Rockford Ace Hardware's got a real nice selection of good one smokers. Good time to get out there and get your deals.
Yeah, and you know what? A lot of them are eager to cut a deal, but also they're wanting to reduce their inventory for other things that are coming in through the winter. And there's a lot of extras that with the tongs and the mitts and the coal gloves and
you scarfed on a bunch of that
stuff
and given me some of those bargains you find here and there.
Yeah.
They mark them down to stupid numbers just to get them because they don't want to store them for the winter.
The stuff keeps. You know, even if you're doing a little early Christmas shopping for the griller on your list, this is a great time of year to get out and check that stuff out when it's on closeout and they're trying to clear their inventory for the year.
You got me a really cool little rack for jalapeno stuffers.
Right.
That thing is awesome. You just stuff them in there. And like when we were at our camp up here a few weeks ago, I was making jalapeno stuffers. I actually cored a bunch of jalapenos and used that rack and stood them all up in it, and I poured them tequila in them, and all the guys did shots out of a jalapeno.
How cool is that? That had to be fantastic.
You know, another photo op.
Another gadget that is cool this time of year is what we affectionately call the beer butt chicken. Let's talk a little bit about that, because that's really cool this time of year. It's a slower cook. It's a couple hours. But
Let's say maybe your grilling skills are a little light and you're a little bit intimidated yet on the grill. And some of the stuff we talk about sounds a little hard sometimes, and maybe you don't think you can do this or that, or you haven't expanded your palate enough. Here's an easy one. And again, all these stores have these little can holders. You basically set the chicken down on top, neck up, and you squat it over this holder, and you grill it or bake it that way. But I use soup cans. I don't use beer cans because I like a metal can instead of aluminum. And I'm using like orange juice in mine. So I'm filling it halfway up with orange juice. I'm taking the inside of that chicken, and I'm putting some nice olive oil, some maybe garlic EVO from Old World again. And I'm going to put a little bit of seasoning in there. I'm going to glaze the outside with that same EVO. I'm going to rub it, and I'm going to throw it on my grill and throw some smoke with it and leave it on for about hour and a half. Just bring that bird up to central temperature of 165. Get your probe in on the joints. You got to go to those thigh joints and deep into the chest cavities and make sure it's 165 everywhere and pull it. And you will have a gorgeous presentation because you set that baby on the table. You've got a golden brown, a big proud bird on your table. And it's just like, you don't even want to carve it open. It looks so cool. So do like two or three of them. If you're buying a holder, get two or three because that first bird will not make it into the house. It'll get pecked by the seagulls.
It is a beautiful presentation. It's cooked on indirect heat, guys. You do not put this over the flame. You put it beside the flame. You want convection cooking on this bird because if you're directly over the flame, the bottom of it's going to get burned before the top of it gets done. But if you do it on indirect heat, some people have what's called a plate setter. There's a lot of things.
And even a cookie sheet will work. Even if you only have one burner, you can go on low and put a cookie sheet under it, and you'll still be okay.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Great. I've done lots of these things. They're very easy to do. You can do them, too.
I'm getting hungry.
Yeah. Coming up next, we've got our friend Tim Sobey from Sobey's Meats. He's the consummate butcher. This guy is loaded with information, and what we're going to talk about are prepared meats that you can take to deer camp with you and how to take care of them while you're there. Do they have to be kept in a cooler? Can you keep them in the coat pocket of your hunting coat? Which way is it? What will work and what won't?
And remember my golden rule. If he's not Polish, he's not a butcher.
That's right. So you've been listening to Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL. Stick with us because we got some great stuff coming up. We'll be back.
Decorates on the 4th of July, but says every day is Independence Day. She's Golden Rule, teaches schools.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL FM.